In the regular season finale, with home field advantage and a first-round bye on the line for the Houston Texans, they take on the Colts. Now, whether or not this is the biggest game in franchise history is an argument and even a topic for debate at another time. However, many agree the stakes in this one are like a playoff game.
It definitely is. We're treating it like a playoff game. I mean, if you think about it, we win this game, we get a first-round bye, so you can win essentially win a playoff game if we win this week. So we're very focused. We want to come out, and we played bad this week, and we want to come out and rectify that.
It's very significant. You know, it's something we've really been talking about all day. You know, it's a very disappointing loss, but the fact that we still control our own destiny as far as, you know, getting a first-round bye, getting home field advantage, is it's a great position to be in. We just got to take advantage of it. And I think everyone around here has a sense of urgency and know what's at stake, you know, and is preparing as such all week, you know. So it's not going to be easy. We know Indianapolis has a great team. We know they have – it's going to be a great environment that they're playing in with everything going on, you know. So we're all locked in and ready.
It definitely is. I mean, but, you know, we still have everything in front of us, and we got to remember that. But, you know, we got to understand, you know, we had a great opportunity in our own building over the past week to do a lot of good things, and we went out and didn't get any of that done, and you know, we got to take it upon ourselves as players to correct that. And, you know, going forward, you know, we've our last game of the regular season coming up here against a divisional opponent on the road, and it's going to be a tough test for us, but we're excited about the challenge.
I think it's about how you play when you get there, when you line up, you know, how you play during that month. If you can find the magic and play good football, and you know, we've played a lot of tough places this year, so it shouldn't bother us where we have to play. But we got to know how we have to play, and that's better than we played last week.
Meanwhile, outside linebacker Brooks Reed tweaked his groin muscle against the Vikings today. He gave an update on how he's feeling.
You know, there's still some muscle soreness, but that's pretty normal with an injury that I sustained. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, always some relapses where, you know, you tear some scar tissue or whatnot. So that's just what I'm going through. I feel good, and you know, I expect us to feel a lot better every day. But you know, right now, I think you know, just to be safe, you know, I think you know, my reps will be limited. You know, just so I don't restrain anything.
And again, head coach Gary Kubiak, as well as offensive coordinator Rick Dennison, spoke about what the Texans need to do on first and second down to prevent third and longs.
The only thing that stands out, you know, like I said, offensively, that stands out consistently is the fact of the long yardage situations. You know, you just can't get in them. You're setting yourself up for failure. So it's a big point of emphasis as we go into this game, trying to keep ourselves on schedule.
Be a lot more effective on first and second down, especially in the turnover. Penalties have caused us some problems. You know, being effective, like I said, on first and second, running the ball. We can all do better there, coaches included.